Now here we're looking at another young object, so-called Herbig-Haro object, which is like the ones that I showed you before, except that rather than having a disk and patches of things coming out, they're actually jets that are jutting out in both above the disk and below the disk and reaching way out into interstellar space. And the material is being thrown out with supersonic velocities. And if you look at these jets, what you're finding is that there's a lot of water. This is again a spectrum or a signature, chemical signature of these jets. And we see carbon monoxide in there, and we see a lot of water, water vapor. Now, not frozen water. And this has been particularly important and perhaps one of the great successes of this infrared space observatory, because until we were able to take spectrometers above the atmosphere in a satellite, we never were able to see these. The atmosphere is so strongly absorbing of anything that's got water, any of these water vapor features, because the water vapor within the atmosphere blots out what's coming in from much further away, that we never were able to see this. And now, all of a sudden, we're able to see the chemistry that's going on here. And also, this water vapor is very good at absorbing heat and radiating it away. And so it's a coolant that allows some of these dust clouds to emit energy as they're contracting. They would normally heat up and then stop contracting under their own gravity because they'd be too hot and the heat would keep the molecules and atoms jiggling around. But if you can radiate away energy, which hydrogen is very poor at doing, pure hydrogen, if you put an admixture of water vapor and carbon monoxide in, all of a sudden these impurities are able to radiate away energy and allow the slow contraction of this material, radiating away the heat of contraction and allowing stars to form. What we don't understand is how stars formed in the very earliest universe when these heavy chemical elements did not yet exist. We didn't have any oxygen, we didn't have any carbon, so we couldn't have water or carbon monoxide. So when you take that view that the Hubble Space Telescope gave us in the very first slide, where you see these blue little galaxies, we don't really know exactly how those first generation of stars formed, because there wasn't any oxygen there and there wasn't any carbon there to allow the cooling of those clouds, and the actual cooling by hydrogen would be a very slow, ponderous thing, and somehow it must have happened. We're not quite sure yet how.